gotta get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back and some neck up on it. While I stand up in the background and check up on it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Try Games Podcast number 25. No, I'm not Austin. No, I'm not Mr. Chupon. Lying. This is the Antipode. And I am here with my lovely co-hostesses, Ethan.
This ain't
laugher.
Evelyn, bitch.
What?
This ain't Evelyn.
Oh, name drop, bitch.
Shut up! This is. Yeah, we got Ethan on the right.
I'm on the right.
That's right. And right. Tony on the right.
Yes! Quagano Sigaro, 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 Quagano
Sigaro. And, yeah, our host, Mr. Chupon.
Just say it, he sucks.
He's unavailable today. He's busy.
He's busy so being mama boy.
Be your sucky I'm mama.
That's right. He is
mama, I take
mama
care of you today,
city.
Mama. Mama, I'm gonna put you in a home soon, Mama.
Yo, that's messed up, man. That's messed up. How you gonna talk about him like that? That's my friend, yo.
Oh man.
And so, as we normally begin our podcast, we usually talk about our past week and what we've been playing and whatnot. And I think I will start with Mr. Tony.
Sweet.
Because I usually start it out. So,
yeah.
What all you right, doing, Tony?
I've been playing nothing but bullshit. No, that didn't work. I'm actually, I picked up StarCraft again.
The old nice.
Expansion. Yeah, StarCraft, the expansion.
Wow, the original?
My yeah. friend's been playing that too.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, love that game. Runs really well on my computer. No lag whatsoever.
Better.
Yeah, great. Seriously.
You know? And that's it. And pretty much yesterday we had a Diablo 2 session, which Ethan was not invited to because he sucks balls.
I hate Diablo 2.
I know you yeah, do. Man. And that's your biggest shame.
Whatever.
People who don't like Diablo 2 suck.
People who like Diablo 2 deserve to be dead right now.
People
yeah, well,
who don't like
well,
Diablo 2.
People who don't like Diablo 2 are already dead.
People
yeah, well,
who don't
people
like
who
Diablo 2,
like
you shut
Diablo
up.
2, they
don't,
think they're dead, but they're not even dead, and they don't even understand what dead means.
They're just beater child rapists, you.
Well, no, that's not what I mean by
yes,
dead.
Yes, it does. What dead?
Alive. It's not the same. What else are you
anything
playing?
Else, Tony?
Get a shave. No, that's pretty much it.
Ethan, have you had any time to do anything video game related this week?
I went to a conference starting at the beginning of the week.
Who cares?
Shut him down! Shut him down right now!
I said video games, damn it.
Alright, nobody wants to hear about my life. No,
okay,
I've
okay,
had time
okay.
to play nothing.
Let's go hear about Ethan's life.
No, it's fine. I don't care. I mean, it's all right if nobody
share
cares.
Share with us, Ethan.
I'm just going to cry. When I commit suicide, it's going to be on your fucking ass.
Yeah, right. I'll be dancing a jig on your grave. What?
Yeah, no, really, I haven't been playing anything. I've had absolutely no time.
That blows, because, you know, you could have played some Diablo 2.
That's
Diablo
right.
2 sucks.
Who doesn't, you fucking... God damn it, you're so bearded. I'm tired of you.
Actually, you know what I have been playing? I've been playing what? Online chess. Does that count?
Yes, it does. Have you been owning, or have you been getting your ass handed to you by the opponent's queen?
I have been owning. I got to my first ever rating of 1,500.
I'm geek!
What is that, 1,500 out of 18 million?
Out of 2,100 and over.
I'm a fucking nerd!
Listen, coming from Diablo 2 fans, I don't think that really counts.
Nerd! Rules!
No. All you need to do in Diablo 2 is click.
Yeah, all you
that's
need
right.
to do in chess is click.
Yeah, but you don't suck monkey balls while you play Diablo 2.
Yeah, but I don't need to, like, find a new shield that, like, makes my, you know, sores on my balls go away because it's got magic healing power, and then I get a trade with Zarantha, the queen of Princess Ice or something. Fuck
what?
That shit. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I know the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
What have you been playing now?
I've been trying to play some games.
Good one.
No, don't really. Say. I'm trying to get this goal to finish my RPGs because I have been sitting on the same RPGs since Christmas of last year.
Which ones?
Dragon Quest VIII, which I didn't play this weekend.
How was it?
And Majora's Mask, which I did manage to pick up but didn't really get anywhere in after 4 hours.
So I guess I should have picked up Dragon Quest because I would have gotten somewhere in 4 hours. And then I keep thinking about the other games that I'm playing. I guess I'm not really playing any of the RPGs, but I'm trying to finish Dawn of Sorrow, Castlevania, for the DS, because Portrait of Ruin is coming out in December.
Right.
And I'd like to get all the older games finished before I play the newer one, and I want to get the pre-order bonus of that CD that we were talking about last week.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're anal like that, aren't you?
Well, I like music.
You're all about ass today.
You gotta play the...
I am always all about ass.
He's the ass man.
I have this thing, too, where I have to play the old game to completion before I play the new one, regardless.
Well, that's your failing.
No.
Although Dawn of Sorrow has nothing to do with Portrait of Ruin, I just don't want to play two Castlevania games at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to finish that, although I did get the bad ending, which was like, oh, you've beaten the bad guy, but something's wrong with me. Well, we'll find out later. Credits roll.
Nice.
Please play part two of this game. Find out
and
the ending.
And of course, we played Diablo 2 last night, which was great because we got Tony from the Act 2, of Act 2, all the way through Act 3, having fun running from running from Mephisto. And
we got fucked up by his minions too.
And then the council members. There were these four council members. One had fire, another had ice, and they were together. And we beat the crap out of them. But then his mean, evil, lightning enchanted brother killed us like twice. We were like, oh my god! Oh, I can't do this! Oh, I can't do this! Wait, we need to reset this.
I love the battle plans. I was like, okay. Yeah. I'm going to run in. I'm going to draw them out. You guys go get your dead bodies. Go for it.
And you guys call me nerd. Please.
Hey, Al, you want to play Diablo 2 again?
Yeah, man. I would love to play some Diablo 2.
But I got my dick caught in a porno mag.
I got to get it out. I think I need to use my pocket protector. So that's pretty much it for me.
Yeah.
What about games you're looking forward to?
Oh, man. Yeah, Tony, what you looking forward to, man?
Oh, I'm looking forward to, believe it or not, Vice City Stories. Now, I know what you're going to say.
I believe it not.
Tony, haven't you learned from Liberty City Stories? And the question, the answer is, absolutely not. I've learned not a fucking thing. Because the main selling point for me for this game is that they have all the 80s music on it. I mean, this time it's real 80s music, not no fake bullshit that they got some independent artists like Liberty City Stories, you know? With that,
so they actually got real people. Because
yeah, and
the
they have real voice
Vice
talents.
City was
yep. And they have real voice talents. It's about time.
Oh,
you know,
really what is back?
Huh?
Ray Liotta's back?
No. Different character.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, some guy. I don't know. I don't know the whole backstory. All I know is that I went to their website and perused through some of their commercials. And they're fucked up. They have this one commercial. Not to have it as a spoiler for everybody who's listening. Probably one person. But the commercial is about camel jeans. And essentially, the jeans are so tight, it gives women camel toes. And that's supposed to be the style of 1984.
Camel jeans.
it's so bad. Anyway, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Ethan, right. I'm looking forward to playing something.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man. I'm looking forward to DEF CON. You guys heard of this game?
No.
You saw, the movie with, what's his name, Ferris Bueller?
Stop stuttering. Which
Matthew
one?
Matthew Broderick?
Yeah. Thank you.
Ferris Bueller!
Bueller!
The one where, War Games. You saw that movie?
Yeah, I saw
this
it.
This is a game based on the movie.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like every other RTS.
No,
that
but
sounds
it's
like
not.
Cloak
if
Dagger.
You check it out, it's not RTS at all. It's you're playing from just like the little point of view of the map, and you're running through different scenarios of nuclear war and shit.
Oh, I was gonna say I thought you were playing as the map.
Man, they saved on development on that one.
Oh my god!
You're playing from the point of view of the map, and all you can do is just look around because you're a mountain.
You could just be,
dude,
and have lines on you.
Dude, imagine that's a launch for a next gen console. Holy shit! Virtual map, 3D.
No, it does look. It looks cool. It looks like a different kind of game.
That's cool.
Supreme Commander. Still looking forward to that. That's not out for next year. That's the Total Annihilation sequel.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Well, you know, I bought that game and we played it like once.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
God, this sucks.
I want to thank you.
Yeah, well, I want to thank you because you're an
idiot. Making me waste my money on
That game is so much smarter than you are. You can't play it. I'm not going to play it with you.
I don't even understand what that means.
I'm looking at, you know, 2142, Battlefield 2142, the sequel to Battlefield 2 looks kind of not so good.
Really?
It's not getting that many good ratings, and I knew this would happen. They really should have kept it as current warfare and stopped doing this future bullshit.
Yeah.
Splinter Cell 4, obviously still looking forward to it. It came out. I just haven't gotten it yet, but I really want to. But I won't get it until I finish Chaos Theory because I can't do that.
But you can't play games.
Yeah,
I can't play games. And I definitely can't play games that I haven't finished. I'm basically in the circle of hate. And that's about it.
Al, do you play RTSs?
I used to. I try every so often, but it's not my favorite type of genre anymore.
Oh, okay.
It used to be when I was a teenager.
Well, I'm going to try to pick up two copies of what is it, 2160, Ethan?
Earth 2160 looks kind of cool.
I want that. Yeah.
Are you picking up two copies?
Two copies, because Al just said he doesn't like them, so I ain't going to buy shit for him.
I understand.
He's like, what?
Well, pass that shit over here, you Puerto Rican bastard.
God damn it. So angry. All right, let's get out.
All right, so I've been looking forward to Final Fantasy XII. It's coming out on Tuesday.
Yep.
Phantasy Star Universe came out Friday. I'm pissed because I really can't buy it right now.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Because
monetary issues, you fuck.
Other games.
Oh,
I just called him poor.
Although I'm going to... What? What'd you call me?
Nothing.
You call me? I'll check the podcast later and I'll push your hand.
I'm going to go into those logs.
Come to your house.
Play back that section.
Come to your house, knock on the door with a recording.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so although I feel like I'm going to buy Final Fantasy XII, I'm not ready to buy Phantasy Star Universe. Guitar Hero 2 is coming out the Tuesday after, and that's pretty much, got.
You're not looking forward to the Burning Crusade?
What you mean, the Burning Delayed Crusade? One that is now coming out in January that I don't have to look forward to anymore? No, I'm not looking forward to Burning Crusade right now. Give me December, and then I'll say it.
Are you looking forward to looking forward to it?
No, not really.
Are you planning to look forward to looking forward to it?
No.
Are you thinking about planning to looking forward to it?
Are you wondering about if you'll look forward to it at the point that it's ready to be looked forward to?
Quite exactly.
That's enough of that.
All right, there we tell that.
All right, so let's get to the news. We have perused some interesting articles that have occurred during the week. For example, Lick Song, the ever popular online importer
and
China,
the best company name ever.
Yeah. And it's a very, very good company. I've bought quite a few great things from there. I believe I got my Shenmue 2 European from there. I got some other games that I would not get elsewhere from there.
Okay.
They are no longer in existence, unfortunately. Sony has sued them way too much. Nintendo sued them. Microsoft, I think, sued them too. But Sony just keeps on suing them. They have a habit of... Well, all the big companies have a habit of just suing smaller companies until they can't pay for the suit anymore. Mm-hmm. And or sustain their company.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, Lick Song, they actually say that... Well, before I actually get to what they say, the reason why they're being sued is because of what they call gray importing, where they import out-of-region products to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
There's this big law in Europe that says that you can't really import things like video game or computer-related things to Europe.
Mm-hmm. Or, for instance, PS3.
for instance, PS3. And it's partly because there's big taxes coming out of that type of industry.
Uh-huh.
They tax video games and non-computer related electronic entertainment things, which is pretty much just video games, heavily. And that's why Sony keeps saying that their systems are computers and not video game consoles.
Right.
And it's not working this time with the PS3. But Lixong says that, you know, people, like head officials from Sony, have been ordering PSPs. And they feel that it's not fair that they use the service and at the same time are trying to send it to hell. So how do you guys feel about Sony Computer Entertainment successfully suing these people for infringing on their intellectual property rights?
Well, I don't know if that's quite, like, Sony's basically saying not that you can't export games, it's that Lixong is selling from Hong Kong games to other countries. And devices as well. And the point is that when they come in through that route and they're not from a European country, the taxes don't get given to the European government.
Right.
So I kind of think that's probably valid because if a country determines that it's got to tax something, then it has the right to tax it. And just because you're shipping it from overseas doesn't mean that it should be taxed. So either Lixong needs to start collecting the taxes and then paying that back to the European government, or stop what they're doing, because they're getting an advantage simply because they're in another country.
Okay.
I do agree with that. And, you know, if you ever look at, say, for example, a Japanese game, or even an American game, if you look at the back of it, it really does say that it's only meant for sale and use in the country that it's been sold in.
Yep.
And I've always been really wary of that ever since I bought my first import game, which was Dragon Ball Z3 for Super Famicom.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought I was doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Because I was...
Right, like if they find a game, the feds are going to break down
like
your door.
No import. In a big no sign. It says import in the middle. I'm like...
Right. Al takes it out in the middle of the woods, brings a gas generator, and plays it there.
And, you know, nobody ever gets in trouble here for doing it. No one ever gets in trouble in Japan for doing it. But it's always these Chinese companies either importing from China or wherever they get their equipment from to like Europe or something or other.
Right.
And
it's like you accidentally inhaled the mic, people. Oh, shit.
Yeah, so as I was saying, it's always with Europe and stuff. I guess because the taxes are just higher, they have a specific video game tax.
Okay.
Well, I think, yeah, they probably... First of all, the imports, they don't count them. It's not like inventory that's being shipped to Europe, so they expect a certain number of sales, and they're allowing a certain number of games in based on, I don't know, whatever their trade agreements are. And then this totally skirts that. Because it's not a European game, it's a Japanese game.
Right. So, yeah, units allocated for Japan will not be sold in Japan, they will be sold in Europe, so that upsets the...
Yeah, it's kind of... Exactly, it's kind of like ordering a Toyota from Japan, literally, to be shipped here to me, and not paying the huge tax that we put on it so that people will buy American cars. So there's reasons why we tax the shit out of Japanese cars, is because our cars suck. And it would be unfair if I could pay a much lower price, like the Japanese price for a Japanese car, with like a little bit of freight shipping. So it's probably the same with the video games.
My take on it is that I think they, well, they had to claim bankruptcy, okay? But I look at it kind of like, I know this is like really probably not the same thing, but I look at it like Napster. Like, when they shut Napster down, that only opened the floodgates for all these other companies to come up and do the same shit anyway. Okay, or even the owners and proprietors of Napster to just make different software, and it'll open it up on a different name, you know. So maybe Lixong is going to come back as Lixsuck. I don't know.
Well, they should have just stayed out of the... They were exporting a bunch of shit, and they should have stayed out of the Sony stuff, that's all.
Oh, okay. Well,
as soon as Sony sued them the first time, they should have just said, okay, we will stop. And sold, like, a bunch of other shit that
they did that with Nintendo. They stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nintendo never sued them again.
I don't know. I don't get it. They obviously thought they could get away with it, and at this point, they just can't afford the legal fees.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet!
So our next topic is,
Hands. Is it good for you?
Well, when can we stop talking about this guy?
Well, not him yet. I think we should talk about that video.
Oh, right.
Since that video is pretty sick. Stuff.
Yeah, right. Since we're on Sony, let's get on Sony.
Yeah, so apparently, because I don't watch baseball since the Yankees aren't playing, the Mets embarrassed themselves. fucking bastards. Anyway,
Beltran!
Don't talk about it. I'm not even a fan, and I'm pissed.
I know.
Apparently, during the Game 4 of the World Series, Sony put out this PlayStation 3 commercial. And the commercial features a baby doll in a room, a bare room, just white walls and a white light, and a PlayStation 3 on the other end. And the baby starts making these weird faces and stuff. Actually, as a matter of fact, it's 29 seconds. I'm going to do a play-by-play right now.
All right, nice.
All right. So now it's a room with a baby. Baby doll on PS3. Baby's sitting there with the eyes closed.
It's a baby!
PlayStation 3 glaring. The baby opens its eyes and opens its mouth. And
the baby doll.
It's reflection of the PlayStation 3 and points at it. You can see its ass. And then it starts blinking and going, I'm not.
And then there's a shit explosion.
And it starts to cry with explosions in its eyes. And then the tears go back up into its eyes. And then the PlayStation 3 starts floating.
And then it says,
/7. Which really means 11/17.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing. Messed up, like, horror movie type shit right there.
All right, so there's a couple things that strike me right away in terms of what they're trying to do. Okay. The PlayStation looks like a monolith, especially when it starts floating.
Also like a 2010 thing?
Absolutely, 2001. But like
2001? Totally blew that one.
Well, no. The 2010 was a sequel, so you're half right.
All
right. But the baby with the monolith in kind of a white space is similar to that.
Yeah.
So and then at the last screen now, right? They have the PS3 and then they have like what's supposed to be the baby's silhouette on the PS3, but doesn't it look like an alien?
It's like it does.
Right? Cuz the head is like a ovaly head. It's not like a normal baby.
It's like a funhouse mirror.
I wonder if that was intentional.
I'm sure it was intentional. I mean,
because you know the PlayStation 3 is rounded like that on the front,
right.
And
right.
It could just distort the image like that.
Right.
Maybe
they
still
didn't mean for the baby to look
like
an
alien. Yeah, I think they
could. But it sure as hell does.
I think they want to say, like, this is the most futuristic thing on the planet, and it's like, you know, the only way we could have made it is because aliens told us to because of their superior technology.
And that's why we have to play beyond.
Exactly.
I mean,
and
that's, beyond.
And that's why we got a retarded baby making some fucking weird noises and having sucking back its tears in its eyes.
Yeah, as far as that shit, like the baby's emotional reaction to the thing, don't get it.
That was creepy.
Yeah, maybe it was scared and then it wasn't scared anymore.
Well, first off, it like opened its mouth and it was like, you know, the baby noises. But then it was like, what the fuck was that all about?
I don't know. And the violence with the baby is not necessarily. Jack Thompson's probably going to get all over this ad. Being like, you know, this ad teaches babies to burn shit, you know? Like,
odds are he'll just talk about the baby's ass.
Exactly. He's going to
say, that'll be Ethan's
baby's ass in a commercial.
Don't let your baby watch this commercial. He's going to set fire to your house.
Jesus Christ.
Suck the tears back into his head.
Parents, look into your baby's eyes. Make sure there isn't explosions in the pupils.
Yeah. I don't know. This one was really weird.
I don't know. Me personally, I think, like, Sony dunked some money and went to this ad agency. And it reminded me of this old commercial on radio while I was watching, listening to 1010 Wins. And there was this commercial where, the World Financial Center, they hired, like, an ad person to come up with this name. And he's like, well, this is a place that has all these restaurants, you know, and we want to express that. And it has, like, all these trees and beautiful greenery and the scenery and everything. And it's in a multi-million-dollar building, and everybody's, like, and it jazzed up. And he's like, so I thought of the perfect name for you. How about the World Financial Center? And everybody was like, great name. You know, what the fuck? This is what we paid for? You know, so I'm thinking maybe it's a possibility. Sony went to an ad agency and they came back with this probably million-dollar piece of shit, and they were like, what the fuck is this?
Okay, and so they called it the Aristocrats.
I just played the ad on my machine, and you'll probably hear it in the cheap recording of the thing. It says Mama at the end. Did you notice that? It calls the PS3 Mama.
And it's so distant from the PS3 too, just like American Mothers.
Oh my god, dude.
Social commentary!
Well, and the room that it's in is not the right perspective. It's actually, the room gets smaller towards the end.
It's a creepy video.
It's a creepy video.
Yeah,
it's
pretty, really I kind of like that stuff that you wake up in hot flash. Like,
actually, I wake up and be like, man, that's what the menopause. Fuck was that about? Yeah, and then I look at my dick and it's hard and...
You look in the corner, you see the Matrix.
Oh my god. This is a creepy video. I don't know exactly.
I like
what
it.
You would like it.
I do like it.
You like the baby part of it.
Oh my god, that baby's so hot and want to fuck it in the ass.
Yeah, if anybody wants to watch it, just go to youtube.com and let's see, what are we searching for?
PSUS baby commercial.
PS3 PlayStation Sony commercial.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, you'll find it. It's called PS3 baby. US baby.
Catch in my baby. My baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back.
Ribs.
Bobby. <Jesus.
laughs> So, now on to this
oh,
guy.
Oh, there's another one.
What?
Another one. The other one?
Oh, that other video. Yeah, that one
other video
worse.
Blows.
The
man.
Cell. No, it's pretty
Wait,
cool.
The cell? Where? Oh.
Here.
The Hold cell? On. Yeah, no, I got it. Oh, look at this. Starts with a Rubik's Cube. Give a play. It's playing itself in midair, floating. It keeps on switching, changing.
Oh, wait, this is the third one? Oh. Hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, God. They're advertising the cell.
This commercial's too long.
They're explaining their processors.
Oh, because I turned the sound off, so I was like, forget this.
Oh,
nice, God. It's a PC board. Next channel.
Jesus Christ.
What, did he show this on CNN.com? Or CNN Money Channel? Because the average person who's
doesn't
going
care
to be
about
watching TV would have changed the channel by now.
Yeah.
Unless they thought this was a HBO commercial now.
Oh my god. They're explaining the physics on it now. This is like a marketing presentation, guys.
Probably is.
Is this to drum up investors or something?
Probably is, because this is too long to be a TV commercial.
Oh, that's why the PlayStation 3 is floating. Now the room is filled with water. Don't want to get that shit wet. Okay, this commercial is long and stupid.
This commercial sucks. And then they show us video game footage of Warhawk.
Did they dig up Orson Welles to do the narration on this?
I don't know. Ethan?
Yo!
Did they dig up Orson Welles and put a voice box on his throat to do the narration for this? Ew, the Rubik's Cube is bleeding!
Yeah, it's melting into the
floor. And then it sinks into its own blood! Oh.
It's like the Wicked Witch of the Rubik's Cube PlayStation 3 processor. Yeah, I mean, it's a good ad. It's a good ad.
It's a long-winded
ad. I don't think
ad.
It's an ad.
What is it?
Yeah.
No, it
I
is
think
a commercial.
It's a marketing presentation.
It's a commercial. It's just, it's a 2 minute. It's 2 minutes, 12 seconds. It's a long fucking commercial.
I wonder how much money they paid to have that put on TV.
Oh, my
probably,
Lord.
Probably, that was their contingency plan for the baby commercial.
The only thing that bothers me is they say, you know, a normal computer can only handle one task at one time. Whereas
Bullshit.
The 8-cell processor can handle hello, dual core, you fucking morons. My computer can handle multiple tasks at multiple times, any time of the day. I can turn it on at 3 a.m. I got that power. Don't even fucking try it.
I like that. Take this raindrop, for instance. The size, the shape, the dimensions.
The
Our computer can do that. Okay, thanks. That's because when I want to buy a game, that's what I think of. Can they do raindrops?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see.
Jack now.
graphics on the system should be impressive in another 2 years. That's basically the issue. But in another 2 years, the graphics on a PC are going to break the rock the shit out of this thing.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to break the sound barrier.
I could throw my computer past the speed of sound. I got a sonic boom in my living room.
Oh, my God.
All right, maybe that's enough on Sony videos. What do you think, Al?
Okay. Well, I think these are very long-winded.
Is it jack time?
It's jack time.
Yeah.
It's motherfucking jack
asshole.
Jack.
Back in court.
Jack McFuck Dick.
Jack McFuck Dick.
Jack Tom Thomerson Timmerton.
As you guys all probably know, we also talked about it last week. Jack Thompson was trying to prevent Bully from coming out, and he wanted to have this judge, Ronald Friedman in Florida, review the game and determine that the game is not fit to be sold to teenagers so that the game would not be released. And this was like the Thursday before the Tuesday that the game was going to be released. Judge Ronald Friedman said that the game is okay. He wouldn't buy it for his kids. He wouldn't buy it for his kids, but he doesn't think that it shouldn't be sold.
Slinging crack.
He's probably home walking with his dick hanging out.
Livid. And wrote a letter to a whole bunch of people. It was directed to the judge, but it was a whole bunch of other people could read it and stuff like that. Just yelling at him and talking about how he has respect for his position, but he doesn't have respect for the way he made his decision, and basically saying that his decision is worth crap. So, someone from Take-Two said that he should be held in contempt of court because he's just, you know, shitting on the judge like this. You're not supposed to be shitting on the judge.
Shit on Judge Judy. That's for fucking sure right there.
Yeah, that's right. Judge Judy is holding your ass. Another one. So,
oh, my God.
So, the judge actually had a hearing as to whether he should hold Thompson in contempt of court. And I actually had the misfortune of watching the video that this guy from Destructoid.com took. It's not really, I say misfortune because to me it was just a waste of time. I couldn't really hear anything, and it was, you know, concealed camera, whatnot.
Crack
a
job.
But it was funny.
Yeah, okay.
Because they kept having these, what are they called? You know, those old, the old movies where people fall down and then it would be a block of text.
Silent
You know what I'm talking about?
Silent movies.
Well, yeah, it's a silent movie, but they're called something.
Vaudeville?
I guess, vaudeville.
No.
But anyway, they would have those blocks of text on the screen with the little designs in the black and white.
Uh-huh.
And the cop that was sitting next to him, his phone rang apparently, but I couldn't really hear it. But then he puts on the screen, it's like, what the fuck? The cop's phone just rang. And then it goes back to the hearing. And then, 2 minutes later, his phone rings. And then another block text is like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And he gets up, and then the camera falls over, and you hear all this, really loud sound because he's going to answer his phone. Uh-huh. And he comes back. And the whole thing is basically just Jack Thompson sitting there, and the judge is talking about how it's really messed up that he said this thing, and, you know, he refuses to be on the case anymore, and if he wants to take this case with Bully further, it has to be with another judge, and that judge probably won't be as nice as him. He's not holding him in contempt of court for what he said.
Take it to the people's court.
Jack Thompson has this big white cardboard sign that says at the top, I don't remember what it said, but it was about contempt. I guess it was the ruling to show that somebody is in contempt of court.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to prove, based on that big cardboard sign, that he was not in contempt of court. But he was, apparently, and the judge just said, no, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, for shame.
Thompson needs to fucking go to jail.
Yeah, someone needs to shut him the fuck up, man.
Workers.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, he filed a complaint, but he didn't hold him.
By the way, I think the word you were looking for is Nickelodeon.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Uh-huh.
Thanks.
No problem.
So after
go
that,
Tony's web skills, loser.
No web skills. I just remembered
whatever,
it, you bitch.
Whatever. Fucking looking shit up. Nickelodeon.
So after
shameless
that,
plug.
Jack Thompson, I guess he was just surfing the web, you know, doing his thing.
Doing his
anti
thing.
Video game campaign. It's like, I'm going to go home and surf the web now.
Looking at child porn.
It's
looking
solid,
at GameSpot.com and looking at, you know, other websites. And he
getting himself all worked up, holding his dick in his hand, stroking it back and forth, sweating like a beast.
He was actually searching for Dead or Alive, the Dead or Alive series of games because he wanted to get his jerk on.
And he wound up finding out that he's really just a jerk. He found some website that had custom character creations from Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm.
All that started with a K. Mm-hmm. And one of the custom characters looks like Jack Thompson. And they actually named him Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And they named one of his... his weapon. That's what it was. They named his weapon Legalese.
Legalese. Yeah, but I think it is verbatim. It's Jay Thompson.
Well, it's not. They just put different sets together in an attempt to make Jack Thompson.
Oh, okay. So, I think I see it. It's like Jack's spin.
Jack's, yeah, the screenshot is fuzzy. But that's on
have you guys seen a picture
target
of this guy?
Oh, yeah, it says Jay Thompson.
Yeah,
have you guys
Jack
seen
Thompson?
A picture of Jack Thompson?
I saw a video of this guy moving.
He is a fat fuck.
He's fat?
Yeah. He's right, got some serious
picture,
weight on him. He's got weird jowls.
I know his face is just like full of fat wrinkles.
He's got really white hair.
Yeah.
And looks like a bum. Here's one of him naked. Dude, he should be focused on naked pictures of him.
You know, this
Google
guy's
images.
Like an ambulance chaser. Except, you know, instead of chasing injury victims, he's just chasing sensationalized headlines about video games.
He's also
that's all he's
really
doing.
Ugly. I mean, really ugly. Holy shit. This guy's nose is like halfway to the
careful.
Right side of his face. His mouth is all the way on the left side of his face.
Hey, Ethan, watch out, man. Because you
he
never know, Jack Thompson may be listening to this podcast.
I hope
he
is.
And he's going to wind up putting up a cease and desist on you.
Because
I
said he's ugly? That's too bad.
You said he's
sure.
ugly. He's going
to
take
I'm allowed
you
to
court.
Call anybody ugly at any time. He
that's
is
right.
ugly. I mean, really ugly. I mean, so ugly, I couldn't even fuck him in the ass.
Okay,
ugly.
So,
now he's going to think that you're threatening to rape him.
Probably am. I am threatening
now he's
to rape
Jack Thompson.
Think
that you got influenced by... Wait. He's going to think you got influenced by the game Bully because they have boy-on-boy action in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Bully at it again. This guy's
I haven't played Bully yet, though, so he'd be
no.
wrong.
Okay, first of all, let's get down to this characterization on him, and that's exactly what it is. It's a characterization. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I think legally he has no recourse to this. Even if he sends a cease and desist letter, they could continue doing this because it is a parody of him. A parody.
Pretty much, and it's not their intention to do it. They didn't
right.
create that character and say, this is Jack Thompson.
Right, right.
Do a fatality on him.
No, but even if they did, it's the same thing, I guess, when... Well, back then, the laws were, like, a little bit more stricter. Like, somebody wanted to sue when Street Fighter II came to the United States. Remember, originally, the black boxer guy was supposed to be called M. Bison?
Oh, right.
So they changed it because it was too close to Mike Tyson.
Right, but was that a sue or was that just preventative?
No, I think maybe it was a preventative measure so that they don't get sued. But I think they could have left it as is, status quo, okay? And it would have just been a parody, you know?
Yeah.
And that's it. It's a parody. You can't sue over a parody. Because
especially if it doesn't say Mike Tyson.
Right, exactly. This one was M. Bison. And even if it did say Jack Thompson, it is a parody. It is not a likeness of him. If Ethan's saying this guy is fat, okay, just because
he's
he wears a suit.
He's
and
not like 40-ton
portly.
Fat, but he's yeah. he certainly could fucking get to the gym once in a while. You know what I'm saying?
But
and mostly he's just really ugly. He's just right. got a, he's got a look of like, he's trying to be George Washington. I kind of think it's a wig that he's wearing.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen his hair?
No.
You gotta see this guy's hair.
What is this?
It's like one of those... It's like a wig from George Washington's time, for Christ's sake.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's really probably fucking little boys in his spare time.
Oh, God. I could've...
That's funny. Yeah, so, I mean, not only can you make Jack Thompson if you're creative enough, yeah. The people at Gaming Target have other various characters like Hulk Hogan and
right.
Ash. Jason Voorhees. If you're a friend of Jay and Silent Bob, you can make Silent Bob. You know, I mean, that's just, you know, I'm sure that that's just a very small selection out of the millions of possible character creations you can make with that system. And Jack Thompson wants to have a hernia over him.
Yeah. Ethan sent another article, which is fantastic. Thank you, Ethan.
Check out the one I just sent now.
Okay.
Jack Thompson is blasted by Pro Family Group.
Yay. Whoa. Blasted.
Blasted!
Florida attorney and anti-video game campaigner Jack Thompson is coming under fire from America's National Institute on Media and the Family for claiming to have the support of the group in his regular open letters. The decision of the group to distance itself from the attorney in his headline-grabbing tactics come despite the fact that, like Thompson, the Institute is a vocal critic of games such as Manhunt and 25 to Life or the violent content. To quote, to just to make sure we attribute this, this is gameindustry.biz. Gamesindustry.biz. They said gamesindustry.biz.
You sound like a radio commercial.
Gameindustry.biz! The letter was also sent to the likes of Senator Hillary Clinton, Bill Gates, and Doug Lowenstein of the ESA, the same Doug Lowenstein whom Thompson has previously compared to Hitler.
Oh, shit.
It begins with Dr. Walsh explaining that they established the Institute 10 years ago to, quote, engage in research and education about the effects of media on children's health and development. Walsh writes that one of the areas of most concern to the Institute is the effects of violent media. Quote, I know that you share that common concern, and I'm well aware that you have frequently cited me and our organization as a source of scientific information, Walsh continues. However, over the past few months, I and members of the board have grown concerned that your use of our name without our permission is a negative influence as we try to educate the public on this important issue. Oh my God, they said he's going too far, and this organization's a bunch of crap, too.
What? So,
oh, you know what's really cool?
What?
Well, this is a... Never mind. It's cool because you see, like, on the left side, there's just an entire banner of video game ads next to this thing.
And especially Rockstar.
Yeah.
This comes days after Thompson issued an open letter to the video games industry in which he outlined his idea for a game where the CEO of a fictional company, take this, Paula Ibel, is murdered along with her husband and children. Should any developer agree to make the game, Thompson will donate $10,000 to the charity of choice of Paul Ibler, the CEO of Take-Two. Huh?
Yeah, we talked about this before. This is pretty sick.
What?
Funny. And then, also funny, commenting on PennyArcade.com,
Krahulik
reports that Thompson proceeded to call him directly, keen, no doubt, to congratulate such a successful fellow organizer of video gaming-related charity effects. Or perhaps not. Quote, Jack actually just called and screamed at me for a couple minutes, Krahulik said. He said if I email him again, I will, quote, regret it. What a violent man, end quote. Jack! Jackie, come over here. I'll fuck you in your ass.
He's not even worth a fuck.
He'll love it.
You
know
what?
It's probably
fuck.
Just what he needs to relax.
He's unbelievable.
He needs a nice, soothing glass of Cabassier with a big black dick up his ass. That's what he needs. Right, Al?
Right. What?
I was take off. No responsibility for what that Jew says.
Yeah, wait. Maybe I should take that back.
Yeah.
All right. I read like a third grader. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. This guy is... I don't know how much more of an asshole you could be. I'm just hoping that next week he does something even more boneheaded so we could talk about him again. Not that we want to give him airtime. We just want to inform the public that no human being should act like this.
I don't
mind
giving him airtime.
Not one.
I think it's great. Look, he's getting nowhere legally, so let him spend money and let the taxpayers that are funding that get really pissed and lynch him.
Shoot, well, I wouldn't mind if I was getting a piece of that money, maybe.
Ooh,
well,
you know what? I think video games are too violent.
I think that every time that he sues a video game, he should give money to every video gamer.
It's true. It's true. Or to the ones that are educational.
You know?
Yeah. You know, that's one thing that's not in his argument. All his things are how video games are detrimental to childhood development, but yet he never says anything about video games that might not might be beneficial to, like, all these educational games that they're making now, these systems, you know, and they just advertise them on TV. They're just educational games, you know. Kids play familiar characters like Spider-Man to, and they do math shit or, like, simple commands.
Spider-Man math.
Yeah, exactly, you know. And not once have I ever seen an article either from Jack Thompson or other sensationalists who come out from the woodwork and they were like, oh, violent games and shit like that. Not once did they say, oh, yeah, but on the other side of the spectrum, we do support those games that are educational and might be beneficial to children. No, not once. It's all video games are evil, okay, which is fucking stupid, okay? And I think that's why he his arguments fall on deaf ears, because he's just an ignorant fucking slob. I mean, for instance, did he fucking play any of the games that he's... has he played the Mortal Kombat mod with himself? Maybe he'd find it fucking funny. He'd get his ass kicked, surely, but he would probably find it fucking funny, okay? Instead of looking at a picture and be like, oh, no, cease and desist. You cannot make a likeness of me. Oh, yeah, we can, because you're an asshole, you know? So, and not only that, it seems like Florida is just breeding stupidity. Here's another article from Palm Beach County. This is in Boca Raton. Palm Beach County Superintendent Art Johnson's message was loud and clear to parents. Don't buy Bully, a newly released video game, critics peg as promoting more school violence. Some people have even gone as far to say that it is training kids to be, this is a Columbine trainer. Okay, now, I gotta say, how fucking stupid do you have
to be? I should make a game called Columbine Trainer.
And this is my fucking point, okay? People are just coming over here and they're panning a game just because everybody else is saying that it's violent, but they never played it. They never fucking played it. How could you compare this to a Columbine shooting? And just to back that up, here's another article with a guy saying that this could only be compared with a Columbine trainer if the trench coat mafia used itching powder and wedgies as their
Pretty
weapons.
Much.
You know, there are no guns in this game. There is no blood. There are no deaths. Okay, am I a student at Al?
That is correct. I can tell you this much. I've thrown eggs at people.
Mm-hmm.
I've thrown itching powder at people, stink bombs,
mm-hmm.
firecracker or two,
mm-hmm.
started quite a few fights with bullies.
Mm-hmm.
I've patted a lot of girls' butts and gave a couple of wedgies.
Oh, my God. So my message to all the fucking naysayers out there who are like, no, we can't have this game, or that it's going to debilitate the emotional fucking processes of some of the dumb fucking kids out there who just, they're fucking dumb to begin with, you know, and don't come pointing fingers of blame at a fucking game, especially if you haven't played it, okay? If you're going to knock one thing, make sure you have another argument to back it up so you don't look fucking ignorant. That's all I have to say to these people. Plenty more to say, but it's pretty much going to be the same thing. Just stop being fucking stupid. That's all I'm fucking stop it. You know, that's it. Fuckers.
Good
that's
one.
Right. And you know, if Columbine was just a bat beating, then maybe this argument would be
that's a lot more valid.
I
hate these fucking people coming out that, oh, it's a Columbine trainer. You know, like, Columbine had nothing to do with video games, okay? And if parents would pull their fucking heads out of their asses for just one moment, they would have saw that these are just kids with just emotional problems. That
whatever happened to crazy?
I know!
That's Chris Rock said.
Yeah,
whatever happened to be, you know, just being white, affluent, and owning too many guns as a teenager? What about
kids
that?
Can't be crazy no more?
No, they can't. Oh, my God. And to
oh
all the parents
God.
Out there...
He's threatening to sue Wikipedia.
Why?
He's spreading then false, defamatory, and actionable statements about him. Jack
well, then
Thompson's
he
has
to
article.
Sue the person who was the contributor of
this
to that article.
This is from dig.com.
Stupid.
The article on Wikipedia for him has been deleted and is now locked on the Wikipedia Foundation office. The only article on Wikipedia to be in the status.
Oh, come on. This guy's such... He has too much time on his hands, obviously. He really does. You're probably right. He does stay home with his dick in his hand, cruising the internet for a little fun, and finds all this shit about him. And he's like, no, stop making fun of me. Please. But first off, Wikipedia is something that you could contribute articles to, correct?
Huh?
In other words, you can edit your own content on Wikipedia, right?
No, not Wikipedia.
Are you sure?
You can.
Yeah.
No. Otherwise, he would have just edited it.
Maybe he didn't. What?
Maybe he didn't know
how.
He's such an ignorant fucking slob. He just didn't know how.
Maybe.
I do think you can edit your own comments on Wikipedia, which means that if he wants to sue Wikipedia, he's going after the wrong fucking defendants. He's got to sue the person who made the contribution to Wikipedia. Just because it's on Wikipedia's site, does Wikipedia have a disclaimer saying we don't take responsibility for anything put on the site?
I don't know. Find out.
All right,
let's see.
Oh, yeah, anybody can edit it. That's the problem.
Yes, right.
And Wikipedia, he basically wrote a letter to them saying, unless you can provide me names of people that edited it...
Oh, really? Oh, so that's what he did.
You better take it down. And they said, well, since we can only give you IP addresses, we'll take it down.
You know what? They should have had him do and waste money on that fucking rat race, you know? On that fucking goose chase, actually. You know, give them all the IPs and say, okay, here you go, figure it out. This guy is so fucking moronic, it's exasperating. Very, very exasperating. A couple of things that I want to say to everybody, stop bullying Bully. We've got nothing but fucking everything about this game everybody doesn't like. For instance, now the new thing is that it might be promoting gay behavior. Do you believe this? It's promoting gay behavior. Like gay behavior is evil! It's so bad. You can't promote gay behavior. It's not like an, you know, inborn natural tendency for kids. No, it's a promotion of an evil and, you know, kind of a frowned upon practice of sexuality. Okay? And here's their point. Since you can initially send flowers to kids, to other boys, other males in the game Bully, and kiss some of them, okay, this is promoting gay sexuality, and this couldn't be more stupid. Okay, first of all, can't you do this kind of shit on The Sims?
Yeah.
Okay, so what the fuck is their problem? Okay, they're so fucking stupid. Just because this thing has been so sensationalized, one little deviant fucking thing that they find deviant. I don't find none of that shit deviant. You want to go and kiss boys? That's your own fucking prerogative. You know, just don't find my sweet ass attractive. That's all I'm saying. You know?
But I don't think... Well, sorry to interrupt, but...
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to promote gay behavior. Because it's something that you either are or you aren't.
Right.
I mean, I guess that there are some people who can be swayed, but usually it's not like, oh, if I keep showing you homosexual material with two guys kissing each other, then you're going to wind up kissing guys. Or if you're a girl... But we can't even talk about girls because girls are all over the place.
Yeah.
You guys got to hear this one.
Okay.
Hold on. On July 22nd, 2005, after the Grand Theft Auto San Andreas case was settled, Thompson attacked The Sims 2.
Ah, look at that.
Saying that the game is no different than what is in San Andreas, although worse. Sims 2.
Jesus.
Due to the availability of a mod that removes the censorship fields from all characters when they are nude, Thompson claimed that this allows pedophiles to see computer-rendered nude children. In another instance, he claimed The Sims 2, latest version of The Sims video game franchise, contains, according to video game news, full frontal nudity, including nipples, penises, labia, and pubic hair.
Okay, now I'm convinced. He is sexually repressed. He has a frigid wife at home that is not putting out any pussy. He is not getting any side pussy, even though he's a lawyer.
Then it continues. However, even with the blur removed, The Sims 2 contains no such details. The characters have no visible reproductive organs or pubic hair whatsoever, similar to children's dolls. And female models lack both nipples and areola. Thompson further accused EA and Will Wright of supporting adult custom content specifically. However, Will Wright has historically supported all user-created game content universally on the principle of endorsing personal creativity, innovation, and personalization. Although there are user-created content packages available on the internet, many would consider adult material. They are neither created nor specifically endorsed by Magnus or E, unlike the hot coffee mod. Awesome.
Fucking retard.
All right. You know what? I think that's enough on Shithead Thompson.
Wow.
I think he just has to go out and get laid. That's all I think.
Whoa.
Or something.
You got another one?
Here's a quick bit of trivia.
Do it.
Thompson was opposed to rap music.
What? You gotta be kidding. Why? How could he possibly hate rap music?
That made him popular was over Two Live Crew's As Nasty As They Want to Be album.
Oh my god,
yeah,
he was the one way back when
that was
did
him,
that?
Yeah.
Oh, motherfucker. He made them even more famous. What a dick.
I'd like to recite a passage from one of my favorite Two Live Crew songs, if you don't mind.
It's
called
so
the Strip
horny.
Club.
No, whoa. Wait,
the
wait,
Strip
sorry.
Club. It's the place to hang, just watching those pussies just doing those things in a smoke-filled room filled with noise on a special night just for the boys.
And then there's my favorite line. Stop it.
Wait. There's my favorite line of all time, which is, "Oh, what a sight to see. I think that pussy just winked at me."
I know, you said that about 3 weeks ago.
I did. I can't get enough of that. I would listen to that track over and over again, laughing and laughing when I was 13 years old. Now,
is another bit of
minute,
have
Al.
I been to a strip club? Yes.
Yes.
Did I ever see a pussy wink at me? No. Did I kill anybody because I didn't see one? No. Jesus.
Wait. Check it out.
Do it.
In sending documents to his opponents, Thompson would frequently attach a photocopy of his driver's license with a photo of Batman pasted over his own, just to make sure they knew who they were dealing with. Thompson said, "I have sent my opponents pictures of Batman to remind them I'm playing the role of Batman.
Isn't
just
that,
like Bruce Wayne helped the police in the movie, I had to assist the sheriff of Broward County. He also wore a Batman wristwatch."
Jesus,
you know
Christ.
What? He could accuse himself of slander.
Yeah.
Misrepresenting himself.
And libel because it's printed on his
driver's
license.
That's illegal. I should sue that bastard.
Batman should sue him. The real Batman.
What
please come out and sue him. the fact that he likens himself to a social hero is just fucking retarded, too. Like, Jesus Christ.
He's
can't
dumber
he
than
fuck
a ham
up
sandwich.
Anything more? Well, I think, well, we got to thank him. I gotta say, we gotta thank him. Not only does he give us tons of shit to talk about, but he has made, because he's probably in the pockets of, these video game things, because, he boosted the sales of Bully, just because he's a retard.
Yeah, it does just give him an extra publicity, and he really is so crazy that nobody's gonna listen to him. he really is wasting a bunch of money. That's what I think is bothersome. And
what's
I really feel like if he had
smart.
Any moral sense at all, he would take whatever budget that he's using on this, and he would spend it on feeding the homeless, or some other actual noble pursuit. Give it to the police and let them find fucking rapists and actual people that do these crimes.
Well, they wouldn't have to go far. They go to his house.
It's just ridiculous.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I mean, we have poverty in this country, and he's getting all pissed off about video games and the media having violent and sexual situations in it. Who
cares?
But
you're missing the point.
You know,
poverty doesn't cause crime. It's the video games.
Right. It's not the fact that, you know, mama can't afford to feed her children, so she turns to crack and prostitution.
That's right. No, it can't be that. No, absolutely not. No.
What
can't.
A dick.
Al?
He makes us white people look bad.
Makes white-haired white people look bad. With glasses.
He makes Mortal Kombat characters look bad, too.
Yeah.
Well, that was my joke. Sorry.
Who the hell would make a white Jack Thompson Mortal Kombat character with legalese as a weapon and actually use it?
He better be the equivalent of Dan in Street Fighter 2. You know how suck-ass he was?
Oh, but he was like one of the best characters. Apparently. He was the worst character, yes.
He was
but
the worst character.
If you knew how
to
use him.
Oh my god.
He'd trip over a banana peel and do a Shoryuken for like 2 meters.
Hadouken.
Oh, the picture. Hadouken. He'll show a picture.
Hadouken.
Hadouken. That's what his game would look like.
Kadukin?
No, instead of like throwing moves, you'd be like, you know, you'd dance in competition. Hadouken! Hadouken! Little Ryu would be jumping up and down, make a little spin move. And then they'd shake hands at the end, maybe hug, maybe give each other a little squeeze of the bum.
Jack Thompson, Street Fighter 2, Turbo.
Street Fighter, no fighting allowed.
Street Friender.
Street Friend.
Oh, God. I think we're done.
Yeah. So, for everybody listening, I just want to thank you all for sharing this wonderful bash on Jack Thompson and talk a little bit about Sony's weird advertising campaign time with us. And on behalf of Tony, Tony Nader and Ethan the Ethanator.
Al the Alanator.
I am the Antinator. Come with me if you want to live.
Follow me. Follow me to freedom.
dance like you've never danced before. What?
I just want to say thank you and good night. If you have any questions, please email what?
Mailbag at dragons.net.
Mailbag spelled
M-A-L-E-B-A-G.
Mailbag.
Yeah, we'll never get it that way.
And leave off the last S for sorry. What?
You need to stop playing around with all the clowns and the wanksters. Good girls gotta get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back and some makeup on it. While I stand up in the background and check up on it.